Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research, and this morning we are conducting a short survey in your area, and I would like to get your opinions. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you so much, sir. And let me ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? You have already voted by absentee mail in ballots. You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
I'm registered to vote, thank you.
You're not registered to vote.
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
So you're definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. How do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? By mail. Okay. And what is your main racial background?
Irish.
Thank you so much. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
90.
Thank you so much, sir. And let me ask you, I will be giving you some public officials that you may be familiar with, and please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Chris Nuckle. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Who?
Chris Nuckle.
Don't know her.
Don't know her. Okay. What about Christina Fitzpatrick?
No.
Okay. What about Lisa Jaeger?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. The next one is Jack Mariano. Do you know him?
No.
What about Mike Fasano?
No.
Okay. Next
I'm
one is
vote for Trump, if that's what you want to know.
We are talking about the primary elections for the county in Pasco. The next person is Gabriel Papadopoulos. Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay, and you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Yes, favorable.
Okay,
you know,
it's very.
I'm not going to go through this. No.
It is a very short survey. We almost at half of the survey. We love to have your opinion, sir. What do you think about Kamala Harris? It is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who she is.
Understand. Let me ask you, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, for whom would you vote, Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
Legge.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting for him or probably voting for Legge?
Probably vote for him.
Okay. If the primary election for Pasco County Commission, District 4, were held today, for whom would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Lisa Jaeger?
The Republican.
All of them are Republicans.
Well,
this is the
most conservative.
Understand. You're undecided then. And lastly, sir, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission, District 5, were held today, for For whom would you vote, Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. But if you have to choose, still, you are undecided.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Well, let me ask you, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger in the last few weeks? You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home, something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about her? Anything. Understand. And just for demographical purposes, the last few questions, sir, we're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief? Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm a graduate engineer. Four.
I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Well, with this, we conclude our service, sir. Thank you so much for your kindness helping me with
thank
these questions.
You.
Enjoy your day, okay?